Hello?
Hello, Joseph.
Oh, who's this?
This is Roy from the high school administration office.
Yes?
We found a couple boxes of your personal belongings that you left behind.
Really?
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd like to come by and get those.
Like what?
It's like two boxes, smaller size boxes. We only opened one. The first one, it's like filled with sex toys and dildos, butt plugs.
What?
It's filled with all this, these, you know, kind of embarrassing items.
Well, what? Who the hell are you?
This is Roy from the high school administration office.
Who?
Roy. And we just, I don't know, we can throw it out if you'd prefer, but if you'd like to come by.
Who the hell are you?
Oh my God, I already told you, Roy from the high school administration.
Office. You know what? Don't call here again.
Why? Do you not want this stuff back?
You are some kind of asshole.
What?
Now get off my phone.
What? What?
Cactus.
Oh my
cactus.
God.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, this is Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. On today's show, we're going to call up a retired high school English teacher and tell him we found a box of dildos that he left behind. Oh wait, we already did that. I already played that. That was a prank call brought to you from Steve. Steve submitted the number of his old high school English teacher who just retired recently, and he asked me to tell the high school English teacher that I found drugs inside of his desk, but I figured that would get the police involved for sure, so I switched it to dildos and butt plugs and hilarious things like that. Thank you for the submission, Steve. That was fun. I was not expecting that kind of a reaction. Today's show is brought to you by Michael Foster. Thank you, Michael Foster, for supporting the show on Patreon. If any of you listeners would like to support the show on Patreon, the address to go to is patreon.com/phonelosers. If you're interested in paying for the show instead of getting it for free, like most people do. Today's show is going to be the best show ever. So basically, this is the last show you should ever listen to because they're just going to go downhill from today. If you are a Patreon contributor, you probably should just cancel your Patreon monthly contribution because what's the point? Just going to go downhill from here. So now that I've set all of your expectations really high, let's make a call or two and see how much it just completely sucks. I have a request with no name on it, but it is someone who's requested something before. He says he wants me to do a reference check on this lady named Rachel, and he gives me the workplace and name and names of people working there. And he says, this woman is the same Rachel who wouldn't answer the phone when I did calls to all of her neighbors a few months ago. She's the one that lived across the street from an auto shop. He says, I figured if we couldn't get her on the phone, we may as well prank her through other means. And I don't know if you all remember that. I was telling people that she tried to take a test drive from the auto shop, from some cars that were sold in the auto shop, and, you know, drove circles around in their yard and a bunch of crazy stuff. I don't know. I remember all that being sort of amusing. So I guess we're revisiting Rachel now. So let's call this place.
Resources. This is Andrea. How can I help you?
Is Dawn available?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Holy crap. What is that? Someone left their Tesla coil turned on.
Hello, this is Dawn.
Oh, hey, Dawn. This is Chuck Bartowski from Royco Insurance in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to do a reference check on Rachel. She's just she's trying to get a job here.
Okay.
I just wanted to verify her employment dates and everything.
Well, unfortunately, I can't do that. I mean, I am the HR here.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I have to direct all reference calls to our corporate center.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I can give you the phone number. That's not a problem.
Okay. Well, are you allowed to tell me, she wrote on her application that her reason for leaving is because Her lady she works with, Don Vucicek, Vucetic, some retarded name. She said that she's a huge bitch and she can't stand working with her anymore. And you know,
oh, really?
Yeah. Is that really the reason for leaving, or was she fired? Or I'm a little confused about the application here.
Okay. Is this for real?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, just it was a weird thing to write on an application. I wasn't sure what that was all about.
Yeah, can you hold on a second?
All right. That was a weird beep.
Hi, this is Andrea. How can I help you?
Hello. I don't know. I was talking to Dawn about a reference check for Rachel.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've already let Dawn know?
Oh, yeah. She's just trying to get a job here at Royco Insurance here in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I don't know. The application, it says like her reason for leaving was because Dawn's just like this huge mega bitch and she can't stand her like another day. And I don't know. It seemed like a weird thing to write on a resume.
She wrote that Dawn's a huge mega bitch on her.
Yeah, and then she capitalized it. She capitalized mega, and then she capitalized bitch. But then she wrote it all as one word.
She capitalized mega, and she capitalized bitch.
Yes, but it's just one word.
Is this a joke? I mean, I guess I'm just, I mean.
Oh, no, of course not. No, I wouldn't joke.
Oh. Okay, can you fax that to me? Because I'd like to, I mean.
Well, you did have a Rachel working there before then?
I'm sorry?
You did have a Rachel working there then?
Yeah. You know what? I would have to do it through HR. So could you fax it to me? Would you mind?
Oh, well, I could just call HR directly if that'd be better.
Yeah, I would like to, you know, I would like for Dawn to follow up. So if we could have that just faxed over and then Dawn can go ahead and provide a reference, I would appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have HR's number? I'll just talk to them then.
Sure. Yeah, I'm letting you know that I'm going to be giving it to HR.
Okay.
And so if you could fax it over to me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, well, before Dawn was going to give me the number to HR, what changed?
Well, I'm just a little bit concerned that I don't want to give out information until I can verify your company.
I see. Well, could you just give me the number to HR? I'll let them do it.
No, I can. I'm very well capable. Where are you calling from again?
Well, you said you can't give me the reference check, so you're not capable. So I just need to talk to HR, I guess.
Okay, where are you calling from again?
I'm with Royco Insurance in Pittsburgh.
Royco Insurance.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah. And we just like to get this finished up so we get her hired.
Perfect. What is the Okay, so let me put you on hold 1 second.
Okay. Am I going to get the Tesla coil or the beep? I guess I'm getting the beep.
Sir, can I have your telephone number and I'll have the HR department give you a call back?
Oh, no. I'm going to look up the HR number myself and I'll just call it by myself. We're going to take you out of the loop. You're no longer needed.
I'm no longer needed.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead and let my HR know then that you'll be calling.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect.
That seems useless and pointless, but whatever. Go ahead and do that if it makes you feel important and useful.
Useless and pointless so that it makes me feel important. All right. Yeah. Have a great day.
It makes you feel useful. You forgot
Thank
that
you.
Part.
Have a nice one. Goodbye. Right,
bye. I don't think that was even funny. I mean, I can't remember. Did Rachel do something horrible to you or what? You know, I should have just asked for Rachel, and if she's there, I could have said we just took her roof off or we just, you know, poured asphalt on her lawn or something. Instead of doing a reference check on her. Actually, let's try that. Okay, I edited it out, but I did call back and I asked for Rachel, and I got Mrs. Attitude, a.k.a. Andrea, and she won't tell me if Rachel's there or not. Apparently, I've just completely screwed up all of their trust over the phone now, so I can't talk to Rachel at work. Here is a request from David. He wants me to call a guy who runs an airboat tour business in Florida. He's a very southern man with a very cool accent, and he's a very easy target. Call him with any idea you want, but perhaps you could say you're calling from another boating company or something. Okay, let's give him a call.
Hello, Tours.
Hello, is this Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Hello, my name's Roy, and I'm starting up. I just moved here to Vero Beach.
Yes, sir.
And I'm starting up my own airboat tour business, like right here in the exact same place as you, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I could get, like, maybe I could have half of your clients. Like, could you just give me all their numbers?
Yeah.
Their information?
Yeah, that would be really good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Would you mind doing that?
That'd be a good start.
Yeah, it'd give me a jump start, you know, into the business, and it'd really help.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you just buy mine? I'll sell you those.
What's that?
I said you can just buy my business, and I'll sell you all those contacts.
Oh, no, I don't want to buy your business. I don't have that much money. I was just hoping you can give me half of your clients.
No, that won't work.
Why not? Why can't you?
Are you kidding me?
Of course not. No, I'm just trying to get started.
Yeah, and you think that's the way you get started? You think that's the way I got started?
Well, I don't know what you did. I don't care. It just seems like it'd be really helpful.
Care.
It'd be neighborly of you if you could do that for me.
Yeah, well, that's kind of not the way it works.
Well, I'm just going to hang out where I'm going to hang out where people board your boat, and I'm going to hand them flyers for my boat, and like
okay.
I'll do like half price or something, half the price you charge.
Knock yourself out.
If you're not going to give me your client list, I don't see what your problem is.
I don't think we need to keep this conversation going.
What do you mean?
I think it's time to end it.
Speak up. I can barely even hear you. Speak up.
You're living in some kind of dream. Well, did you have a dream last night?
Well, I don't see why you're being such a jerk about it. I'm just trying to get my business started.
Who's being a jerk here, me or you?
You are. I asked nicely at first. I asked nicely for half of your clients. Like, I'm not asking.
I replied back nicely, too, didn't I? Didn't I reply back? I'm not being mean.
I'm not asking.
You just got to pay your dues. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not asking for all of your clients, just half of them.
Yeah, well, I'm not willing to give you half of them. I'm not willing to give you any of them.
How about a quarter of them?
No. Have a nice day.
Oh, wait.
No, there's no waiting.
There's no waiting?
Conversation's over.
Oh, well, no. I'm going to make flyers, and I'm going to be out there soon, and I'm just going to start handing out flyers.
Well, there's a half a dozen other guys out there. See if they give you their contact numbers.
No, none of them will. They're all being assholes. I was hoping you'd be different.
Yeah. I'm not being an asshole. I just don't feel like that's appropriate.
What's not appropriate? I called and asked nicely.
Well, just because you call and ask nicely doesn't mean you get everything you want, do you?
Okay. Well, you don't have to be a dick about it, smart ass.
I think you need to look in the mirror there.
I need to look in the mirror and see if I'm a smart ass too?
Yeah, I've not called you any names.
I know, but you had a major attitude problem with me. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor.
No.
I'm just trying
come
to be...
Come on out. Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
We'll see you out in the marsh.
Okay, well, you're not going to be in business very long because I'm going to undercut everything.
Okay.
You're going to be blown away by my business. Get it? Blown away because it's an airboat?
Yeah, that's pretty cool thinking there.
Yep. I'm gonna put that on the flyers that I hand out, you know, where your customers get on the boat. I'm gonna use a megaphone and tell all your customers how stupid they are for paying as much as you charge.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I'll see you out there.
I'm gonna charge $25 for adults and $10 for children. I'm not gonna rip people off like you.
Okay. I'll see you out there.
Okay. Bye, honey.
All right. See
bye,
you.
Honey, baby.
All right. See you, bye.
You know, I didn't realize what an airboat was, I guess, in the beginning of the call. I don't know if he's the type that would have clients. Apparently he is, because he won't give me his client list. But, you know, it's one of those boats with the giant fan on it. And on his website, there's like, you know, families. It looks like tourists just riding around on a big airboat. It looks like fun. I want to do that. But I feel kind of bad now. He sounded a little sad about the whole encounter. At the end, I think I'm going to call him back and apologize. And of course he's not going to answer. Oh, come on. Answer the...
Hi, you reached Captain Kenny with Airboat Tours.
Captain
Kenny? We're currently away from the phone right now, but if you're looking to get out on the airboat, please leave us your name and your number and how many are in your party, and we will get back with you as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a great day.
Hey, Captain Kenny. This is Big Dave from the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Radio Morning Show. here in Orlando. And I just wanted to let you know that that call that was just made to you by one of our wacky morning DJs, it was just a joke. It's just a joke. Don't worry about it. But I was hoping, like, we need to get you to sign a permission slip so that we can air the joke, you know, on the air tomorrow morning on our wacky morning radio DJ show. And, you know, so me and the DJs and all of our listeners can laugh at you. And, you know, it's just, it's like one of those phone, wacky phone tap things. One of the other airboat people, they put us up to it. They thought it'd be really funny. They're like, ooh, we're going to get that stupid Captain Kinney who always tries to undercut our prices. So it was just a joke. It wasn't for real. So don't worry about it. You sounded really sad there at the end. So I felt bad. So I'm calling to tell you that, you know, we're just wacky morning radio DJs here. And yeah, we need to, you know, do you have a fax machine there at the airboat, you know, office? Because we need to fax you some permission slips. And you're not going to get paid anything, of course. I mean, don't be greedy. Don't be so goddamn greedy, Kenny. But yeah, we just need you to sign these papers and hurry the hell up and give us a call back. My number is on caller ID. Call me back ASAP so we can get this taken care of. And you'll be famous. You'll be famous. You'll be on the air tomorrow. And we'll tell everyone to go down to Vero Beach and ride the airboats. Because there's so many to choose from. And maybe you'll end up on Captain Kinney's boat. Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows for sure. Yeah, so get back to me. Thank you, Captain Kinney. Bye, have a nice day. Alright, that was dumb. I don't know. I don't know if I made it worse or better, but whatever. I feel slightly better now about that call. I need to read some emails. This past weekend, I went through all of my email and, you know, practically emptied out my inbox. But I saved a few of them that I thought I could read on the show. And first is this one from Cave Fox. He says, I'm not sure if you remember, but in 2012, during the Madhouse live show, a call was made to NORAD. I have too much time on my hands, so I made an audio clip based off of that call. The link to the clip is below. And that's a message from Cave Fox. I thought he was going to give me a recording of the call that me and Carlito from Madhouse Live made to some kind of NORAD number. I don't know what the hell happened that night, but that was weird. I would play it right now if I knew where it was, but I don't know where it is. I'm too lazy to find it. Maybe in the show notes, in the comments, someone can put a link to that show. But here's the clip from Cave Fox.
NORAD Control, this is Looking Glass. We have identified three incoming Sophia tracks with impact points on the East Coast. ETA to impact approximately 3 minutes. Confidence is high. What is your status, over?
Yep, that was beautiful. I don't know if that was a movie clip or if that was just him talking. Whatever, though. Thanks, Cave Fox, for that. And thank you, Carlito, for involving me in a prank where we call NORAD and tell them missiles are on the way. Carlito gets all of the blame for that one. Someone named Burr emailed me and said he was listening to music on his phone. Not prank call shows, but music. And he was drunk as hell, and I Fight Dragons with You started playing. And he was waiting for me to start to talk, but it wasn't me. It wasn't my show. It was the I Fight Dragons song. The actual song that I do that loop on. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, so I'm switching the loop now. Here, this loop. This is the loop that was playing. So it's like a Pavlov's dog response. Anyone that hears that loop playing, which I used to use a lot, they think that a phone show is getting ready to happen. So hopefully I've ruined that song for everyone. Definitely ruined it for Burr. Adam wrote me an email, and this is going to show you how far behind I am on emails, but I'm catching up. He says, I wanted to show you something that was kind of amusing. I was listening to the show about blurring out people's houses on Google Street View, and I decided to blur out every house on the main street in my town. He says, it took a while for all the requests to go through, but it worked, and here is the result. And he included a picture that shows the blurred houses, which is pretty amazing. It's like he's looking down a street and every house on the street is blurred out. So that's pretty amazing. I'm going to put a link to this picture in the show notes. And if you remember that show, maybe you'll be amused by this. I don't know when that happened. I think it was before summer, wasn't it? During summer? I don't know. An email from Justin wants to know if there is a current phone number directory of fun numbers to call. The one PLA did is really old and useless unless he's in the wrong place, is what he says. Which is true. I have not done the phone directory thing since the late 90s. And that's a good idea. I should start that up again. Every once in a while in the Phone Loser Monthly zine thing, If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's phonelosers.org/newsletter, and I send that out to the Patreon people, usually. They're the only ones who ever get the physical copy, but sometimes I'll put phone numbers in that. But I need to make a real directory, just like I used to do, of just weird and interesting phone numbers to call that do funny things, or test lines, or loops, or whatever. There's still some cool numbers out there. I need to get to work on that, so thanks, Justin. Maybe that'll motivate me to get started. And then finally, I have some breaking news from Greg. Greg says he went in for a job interview at Walmart, and he says he found out that in the next month or two, they are bringing back the blue vests. The hiring manager said maybe they'll be a lighter or thinner material to stay cooler, but they're coming back. And why is this breaking news that interests us? That's because a couple years ago, me and Evie and Joe dressed up in blue vests on Black Friday and walked around Walmart and just said wacky things to customers. You know, they'd come up and ask us for help. And like, for example, some old lady asked me for help finding something. And I said, I'll help you in just a minute, but I have to go take a big shit right now. And I just ran away. And that was Carlito's idea. Carlito had the best idea ever for me to do that. And I did it. But the problem was, I didn't know it at the time, but our blue vests were not really in style at Walmart. They had switched everyone to these navy blue polo shirt things. Nobody wore the vests, except for us. But I do still have those three vests, so maybe this year for Black Friday we can do that again? That was kind of fun. I got this other email from Dan. He wants to know if I'm brainstorming yet what my Black Friday prank will be this year. And he hates that I didn't get to do one last year. So maybe this is a good thing. Maybe this whole vest thing will just make the Black Friday thing happen this year. I don't know, they probably won't bring the vests back before this Black Friday. I don't really have any other Black Friday plans this year. But it has been a few years since I walked around Walmart and picked up their phones and talked to their customers. So maybe this would be a good year to try that again. The main reason I haven't done it is because the Walmarts close to me, every single location, they took all of their store phones out of the store. Like, there are no phones to pick up anymore for customers. They're all, like, in the electronics department and then in the paint department. There aren't just random phones on posts all over Walmart anymore like there used to be. I'll try and do something this year. Who knows? If any of you have any ideas for a good Walmart prank this year, give me a call or an email. Phonelosers.org/contact is where you can send a message. So there, that's all the emails I had to read except for one, which I'm going to save for the next show, because it needs to be separate for some reason. For a good reason, I mean. Giad sent me a number yesterday of a lady that's having a yard sale. I guess somewhere around where he lives, it was listed on Craigslist. And she's having the yard sale today. It starts today. Today is Tuesday, which is weird. Who does a yard sale in the middle of the week? But he wants me to call this lady. She put her phone number on the yard sale ad page. And he wants me to call her up and tell her I'm holding a yard sale nearby, like 2 blocks away. And she's stealing my customers, and she needs to shut it down because it's not fair. It's bullshit. Stealing my customers. So let's give her a call and see how that goes.
Hello, it's Mary. May I help you?
Hey, Mary, this is Dave. I'm a neighbor of yours over on Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm having a yard sale today also.
Okay.
And I mean, I put my ad on Craigslist like over a week ago, so you need to stop your yard sale because you're messing up, you know, my customers.
What?
You're fucking things up here because people are going to your yard sale instead of mine, and I put my ad up before you did.
Craigslist isn't timed. You just have everybody has the right to put their yard sale up. Did it go on your site by accident? Did it go on your site by accident or something?
No. What I'm saying is I put my ad up like a week before you put yours up, and then you put one up just because I put mine up. You know, you're trying to compete with me.
I hardly ever get on Craigslist. I just said I'll throw it on there. I never even read who's got what. I don't even know if it went to the right site.
I put an ad in the paper, and I did an ad on Craigslist like a week ago, and you're trying to horn in on my business, and it's bullshit.
It's for the public. It's for the public. Use for everybody's yard sale. I didn't even see. I don't even ever get on there. I shouldn't have to explain to you. It's free to the public for everybody.
Well, it doesn't mean that It doesn't mean you can steal my customers like this.
Steal your customers? You gotta be kidding me! It's open to the public forum. Oh, my God. I think today or tomorrow is our last day anyway.
I know. That's
you're
my,
pretty pathetic.
That's my
it's,
2 days.
It's open to the public.
My
it's
2 days.
Open to the public.
My 2 days are Tuesday and Wednesday, and you stole them.
I don't care when yours is. It's open to every human being, Craigslist and all that form.
You need to,
it's not exclusive to you. Goodbye.
You need to close up your yard sale. And wow, her voice. My ears hurt now.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Wow, that was awesome. Thanks, Giad. And that's a good idea. In fact, I think I'm going to try some more. I'm gonna look on the same Craigslist site, which is in... it's near Giad's house, I assume. I mean, it's in his same general area. I'm guessing he was looking on Craigslist for some reason. So, let's see. Oh, wow, here's somebody selling in the garage sale section. They're selling a portable carport garage. Like, it's literally a garage sale. And they put it in the garage sale section. That's hilarious. And that's all they're selling. It's like a thing to park your car in. One of those cheap-looking tent things. But we're not calling them. Here we go. I found a garage sale. Let's call this one up.
Hello?
Hey, you're having the garage sale this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're starting Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh.
But not till... On Thursday and Friday, not till after 2:30.
Oh.
A couple hours is
okay.
All.
Okay. Well, I live
then
over...
on Saturday, yes.
I live over on Diane Drive, like just behind you, kind of.
Yeah.
And we're having a garage sale. So we put ours on Craigslist like over a week ago, and you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
You can't have a garage sale on the day we have ours.
What?
You're not allowed to have a garage sale on the same day we have ours. We did it first. You know, we put our ad up first.
Who said that?
I'm saying it. We already put our ad in the paper, and we put our ad on Craigslist, and now you're trying to come in and steal our business.
We are. We had one last weekend.
I know. That's fine, because we didn't
have... And we're having one this weekend.
I know. You had yours last weekend, and now it's our turn. We're having ours this weekend. You can't just steal our time slot.
Just a minute.
He said we can't have garage sales same time he's having a garage sale.
Hello?
Hey, I live over on Diane Drive, like kind of right on, you know, just the street down from you.
Uh-huh.
And we already had a garage sale scheduled. You did your garage sale last weekend, and now it's our turn.
Well, it don't matter. Anybody can have garage sales.
Well, you're being kind of an asshole, don't you think? I mean, you're trying to steal our business.
Well, bring it on, buddy. Bring it on. We'll steal anybody's business we can.
Well, that's not nice. Why are you being like that? You're being a shitty neighbor. Okay, at least the husband was amused by it. Let's try one more. I think this would be a better thing to do on the weekend, because that's when everyone has their garage sales. I don't think I'm going to have much luck. I'm trying to find one that's operating today, and it's hard to find anything happening in the middle of the week for garage sales. Let's try Kenosha. All right, here we go. Here's some people that are having a garage sale right now. So, by the way, these people don't list their phone numbers on Craigslist. They list their addresses, and I take their address and I put it into whitepages.com, and that usually gives me their home phone number, if they have a home phone number. But yeah, here's some people that are having a garage sale right now, today. It's in progress, and they're horning in on my business.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yes.
Hey, I'm having a yard sale over here on Evans Avenue.
Yeah.
And I put my ad up long before you did yours, so, I mean, you can't just put up a yard sale and steal my business. It's not nice.
I haven't got any customers. How in the hell am I stealing your business?
Well, if you did, you'd be stealing my business, and you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't put up yard sales on the same day that I'm doing
it. I can put up a yard sale anytime I want to, guy.
No, you can't, because I put my ad up like over a week ago.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
This is not...
It's Christmas. Where the fuck are you coming from?
It's not fair, because I put my ad up. I put an ad in the paper and everything, and you're trying to steal my business.
How am I... I knew you had an ad in the paper.
Yeah, apparently you did, and you saw my ad in the paper, and you're like, oh, I'm going to do yard sales.
I'm sorry, but I don't take the paper.
I'm going to steal his business. Well, I had mine on Craigslist, too, and you saw it on Craigslist.
I'm sorry, I didn't look. And there's no such thing as stealing your business in a yard sale.
That's no excuse if you didn't look.
Oh, fuck off, guy.
This is not nice.
What do you want now?
I drove by your yard sale, and it looks stupid. It looks like a hobo yard sale.
Well, you know, why don't you come here and say it to my face?
Well, I'm busy trying to have my yard sale that you're stealing all my business from.
Oh, yeah. You just bug off, and if you call me one more time, I'll report you.
I don't care.
What do you think of that?
Oh, I don't care. Go ahead and report me, motherfucker.
Oh, and by the way, I am a reserve cop, too, asshole.
Yeah, what is that, a pretend cop? Oh, shit, a reserve cop. That sounds pretty scary. I have no idea what that is. It sounds like something that Dwight Schrute would be involved in. I think I'm done with these, though. It's really hard to find people having yard sales in the middle of the week where they also have a listed phone number on white pages. I've been at this for over an hour just to bring you those three calls. I found tons of disconnected phone numbers and people that didn't answer their phones. But I'm going to try this again someday, like maybe on a weekend for a Saturday morning show or something. This would be a fun thing to do on a weekend. Call up people having their weekend yard sales and complain about them stealing my business. Best idea ever, G-Ad. Thanks. By the way, G-Ad's show is called The Art of Phone Larking. It's one of the many shows that you can find on the Prank Call Nation network machine at prankcallnation.com. G-Ad shows on Friday nights. Everyone should listen. Last week's was hilarious. It looks like this is going to be a short show, because, I don't know, it's only been 30 minutes, but I think it's time for me to quit. I've been at this for hours now. I called a lot of numbers. A lot of them didn't work out. I took them all out of the show. I do have one more message here from Rick, and this is an update to a prank I did a while back. I did a job reference check on him. I think maybe he worked at a McDonald's. It's hard to remember. And I think I said he was the glory hole attendant. But the message says this. It says, "Hey, RBCP, I wanted to tell you about the glory hole call you made for me at my old job at McDonald's." Okay, yeah, McDonald's. "The supervisor you talked to finally told me about the call. She retold your story word for word, saying you were from a Walmart doing a reference check on me, asking her about me attacking customers and me working at the glory hole. I did my best not to laugh, but she did ask me if I put someone up to it, which I told her no, but she did think the call was funny." And he says, "Thanks for the laughs. Rick." Thanks for the update, Rick. I remember that one. I think I said he leaped over the counter and attacked a customer or something, maybe. I don't know. It's always nice to hear the aftermath of what my calls caused to happen. Oh wait, here's one more thing I can do, so the show's not quite so short. This is something I've been meaning to play for a while. A lot of people have sent me this video of these pranksters doing an in-person prank on a guy's car, and it does not end well for them. Okay, it looks like this one that I have here is a shortened version of the one I saw originally that was posted on the Phone Losers Facebook group. Adam Corbin sent this to me. Thank you, Adam. I like the shortened version. So these guys, they put fake poop on this guy's car, which is bad enough. I mean, you do that to anyone's car, you're going to get punched or something. But this car is, I don't know my cars, I would say it's like a Ferrari or something. Maybe a Lamborghini, I don't know. It's one of those cars that is worth more than a nice house. But he puts the fake poop on the car, and then he's holding a roll of toilet paper. And it's just this old fat guy. He runs out. He sees the guy next to his car, and this kid looks like he's just finished taking a dump on the guy's hood. So here, let me play the audio, and it's so hilarious.
Get out of my car! Get the f*** away from my car! What are you doing? What the f*** is this? You think that's funny? Why? Why did you do that?
You cut us off.
Oh, he said the reason he did that is because you cut us off. In his nice Ferrari or whatever it is, they cut him. The old man cut them off on the road. So he pulls a device from his pocket, which looks like a gun.
What is? What the fuck?
And of course, it's a taser. His friend is in another car videotaping, and he just freaks out and runs over and is like, "Why'd you do that?
Stop it! Stop it! What the fuck? Fuck! It's a prank! Oh my gosh! It's a fake! It's a fake poop! Fuck it!
Yeah, so that's what happens when you don't just stick to prank calls like I'm doing. No, really, that's what happens when you fuck with someone else's car. People take their cars really seriously. And thankfully, nothing like this ever happened with my big carding series of pranks, where I had all of you people putting notes on people's cars. A note's a little different than putting fake dog poop on their car. And this could be a fake video, I don't know, I'm pretty sure the guy got tased for real. Because there's actually, in the video, it shows the taser prong sticking in his back. But yep, that's what happens. It reminds me of mediocre films. Craig Benson, I always forget his name. He did this prank where he was walking around and he was taking bits of lunch meat and putting them on people's shoulders, you know, behind their back. And this, tee-hee, we put lunch meat on their shoulders. I didn't even understand why that was funny. I mean, you're just putting lunch meat on someone's back. But some guy turned around and he got pissed and punched Craig or Greg in the throat. And it was all on camera. And that's what happens when you put lunch meat on people and you put dog shit on someone's Ferrari. But there, I extended the show by a few minutes. I hope you guys are happy. Oh, and I'll have a link to that prank, the tasing prank. I'll have a link to that in the show notes if anyone wants to actually see this man tase some guy for putting dog poop on his car. I'm going to end the show with a song that Katie Baker sent me. This is called Cactus of Love, and it's by a group called Psychic Dog. And I'm going to play it because it's a song about cactuses and love. Thank you, Katie Baker, and shout outs to the EMF building in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm told by several people there that they have PLA listening parties there, so they're probably good people, I assume. Yay, EMF building, and thanks, Katie. Here you go. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.